Like some shit,
it's just right? Novelty shit. Like, try it once. I mean, it'd probably take a couple of days off your life, but hey.
Fuck it.
Well, you know, we do a lot worse things here at High Rise.
All right, High Rise Podcast, episode, who knows what
seven,
number?
Seven? Seven or eight.
All right, D. Fuchs, High Rise Aaron.
I took a little absence from the last one or two.
One.
I don't remember. Just one, okay. We're good, we're good.
Ben Josh behind the camera.
Right on schedule. Right on track.
So, yeah, we're back. We got Aaron back in the hot seat.
In the hot seat, baby. I'm back.
It's been quite a ride for fall 21. For Aaron, but we're here. We made it, guys. And we're going to chop it up and bullshit about what we got going on the next week and what happened the last week or two. But this is, today is a day or two. I should know when Thanksgiving is. It's like 2 days before Thanksgiving. This will probably come out like, you know, a couple days after Thanksgiving. So if that gives any reference to time. But this weekend we got a, what is it called? 11:30. It's a new stoner holiday.
First inaugural 11:30 event. So we did some math. We added 720. We didn't do math at all. We did, added 710 plus 420, and with that we got 11:30.
And the mastermind behind all, geez, we're really killing it already. Once again, another 8 p.m. podcast after a long day of work.
Professionals right here, baby.
Yeah, this was through the one and only highest host, Adam Ill. This was his making, 11:30.
His brainchild, yeah.
Yep. So
we're going to make it like a big stoner event, and we're going to have a lot of stoner activities, and we're going to start it at 11. I keep fucking this up. Wait, 7:10 and 4:20, 11:30. I said 11:10. Okay, we're going to start at 11, and then it's going to go till 7:10. So it's going to be like an all-day thing. We're going to be smoking. We're going to have a little glass area. We're going to have a little dab press. We're going to have make your own. Wait, why do you call it blazin?
Blunt rosin.
Oh, God.
Or backwood rosin, I guess.
What is that?
Got it.
That's when Adam Ill puts flour inside of a backwood, and then he puts it into the rosin press, and out comes Russian cream terps.
But actually, like, I remember tasting it, like, years ago when he first did it at Green Street, and I didn't think it was that bad.
You dabbed it?
Yeah.
Ugh. It was like... Put the mic up to your face, buddy. What are you doing?
The mic in your face.
You dabbed it?
I dabbed the shit out of that, and it was.
I feel like it'd be like a crazy head rush. Like,
just tastes like a bunch. Tastes like you're smoking a bunch. Some shit.
It's just novelty shit. Like, try it once. I mean, it'd probably take a couple of days off your life, but
hey,
fuck it. You know, we do a lot worse things here at High Rise.
So we're gonna do that. Adam's gonna host that shit. It should be a fun stoner time. Video games, dab rigs. 79 degrees in November or December, the last day of
prime
November.
Time.
And that's coming up, so I'm sure you guys will be seeing a YouTube vlog or something like that. We'll be posting a bunch of content on Instagram and YouTube.
See all the lit content. And then next day after that, the boys are headed to beautiful Detroit.
We're headed to
Detroit,
the
Michigan.
We're hitting the 8 miles, getting us some spaghetti.
So they're going to go hang out with Eminem and the fam and say what's up over there. I think they're in a music video.
Shooting the new Marshall Mathers, yeah. Like an LP music video album cover. Yeah, we're going to go out there to shoot a brand, Society C.
Mm-hmm.
And they do some flour and some solventless, and we're going to head out there. Josh booked us a sick Airbnb. It's like,
you guys are staying like fucking medieval times.
Yeah, it's like the fucking...
I want to go to medieval times so bad last weekend.
Oh,
I
was thinking like across Berry
the
Farm?
Street from it. Did you ever go there?
Okay, fuck. Michigan.
You just derailed this whole conversation.
We're talking about medieval times in Knott's Berry Farm. So Aaron was at Knott's Berry Farm on Sunday. I've been at Knott's Berry Farm in at least 15 years. For you guys who don't live in California, Knott's Berry Farm is like the G League budget amusement park. But some would say it might be sicker than Disneyland.
Yeah.
So it's like, I don't know if you guys ever see the Knott's Berry. The jam, the what is it? It's like fucking
Mrs. Knott's Jam Factory.
Aaron just recited that like he definitely saw that sign the other day. And
no, we were like walking outside. It's like Mrs. Knott's restaurant, whatever the fuck it's called. And there's like chickens just running around outside of her restaurant, like in the open wild.
So Knott's Berry Farm is in Orange County, and it's an amusement park. it's like 1/10 the price of Disneyland. They've got hella roller coasters. They go upside down, unlike fucking Disneyland.
Yeah.
And then it's kind of like Western theme. And then all the kids section is Snoopy. It's like Camp Snoopy. So I don't know if you guys remember that. I don't know if like Gen Z has Snoopy or anything, but our old asses did. And then they have a bunch of fucking Western shit. They got a dope, not scary farm. Their Halloween like rivals any amusement park, if not better.
I haven't been to that one in forever.
But yeah, Aaron hit that shit. It looked like a blast.
It was dope, but it was just like, I don't even know. We randomly like brought it up one day and like, she's like, oh, I've never been. I'm like, oh, let's fucking go. It's epic. Like, cause I went when I'm 12. You know what I mean? And like, we like go and it's just like it was fucking dope. It was a great time. I had fun, whatever. But it's like, forgot about the whole line thing. Like we literally walk in and they're just like fucking all the kids. Just like running around everywhere. We just kind of are like, fuck. Like, we just walked. We just like literally walked right into like kid town. Like, and like, all right, like, let's go get a fucking, let's go on a ride. And then, like, I think four times we stood in line for like 6 minutes and we're like, are you committed to this? Are you committed? Let's bail. Like, cause we're just like, fuck this. Like, the Ghost Rider line was literally, it would have taken an hour and a half to fucking stand there and like go
hard
through.
Hard pass.
It, like,
Ghost Rider hard pass. What do you think, Josh? Ghost Rider's like my dope. Least favorite fucking.
It's sketchy as fuck. You always feel like a piece of wood's gonna break off and hit you, dude. It's so fucking close sketchy, on yeah. Ghost Rider. Like,
I get CTE from Ghost Rider for sure. Yeah, exactly. I'm like headbanging too, yeah. around with like headache every time. Yeah. I'm more of a like, you know, I like Montezuma's Revenge.
I went on the Dragon Swing. That was the first one we went on, and like we're like, oh, let's just go on the swing. It's like whatever. It's so gnarly. Just like the one that goes like this. Dude, it was like so sketchy. We're both just like, fuck, we're pussies. Like, what are we doing here?
Is that the one that's by like the dinosaur ride and shit? No, that's maybe. Hammerhead or whatever. That thing's crazy.
It's just like a big like pirate ship, like swings back and forth. Like,
crazy. Yo. All
right, intermission.
All right, we're going to take a pause. Our boy just pulled up. That was our buddy, Binesh. He just dropped off 110 cans of canned food.
You go feed the streets.
Yeah, so that's awesome. Binesh is great. He comes to all of our events and he always shows up and blesses the gang.
He always gives me the super nice, like, cold press fucking juices because everybody else that comes to our house just gives me liquor and other things. And he's like, I'm going to give you juice so you can come back to life in the morning. And I'm like, damn, that's dope. And it low key, every time I'm like, wake up all hungover, I'm like, damn, I got that green juice from fucking Binesh. Let's fucking go.
Let's fucking go.
Shut up, Binesh.
So we lighten this talking trees. Lemon Royale pre-row.
So is that the Satori?
Mm-hmm. Emerald Cup first place winner. Sustainably grown. Pretty sure this is out of Humboldt, California. These dudes are some OGs. They're affiliated with Satori Wheels, which is a skate brand. It's like a skate company that's been around for like 25 years. And we're lucky to know these guys. They also do an edible company called Space Gems. It's like solventless.
Yo.
Oh, hell yeah. Thank you.
Dinner time. Dinner is served.
My Postmates just came. It's a busy house tonight.
We got a lot of visitors.
Cracking. So we're going to smoke on this Lemon Royale. It smelled good. It actually smelled like lemon when I pulled it out of the tube.
The tacking trees.
So Knott's Berry Farm, Medieval Times.
So Knott's Berry Farm. Dude, it's so funny. So we're like standing in line and we're like, definitely really sober. And it's a horse ride where you literally sit on a horse. Like you literally like straddle a horse, right? So you like straddle the horse and there's like no containment. Like there's no like, there's no seatbelt. There's no strap and you're just holding on. And she's like already kind of nervous to go on it. And I'm like, no, we got this. It's all good. And then like we get to the front and she's just like, it doesn't even strap you in. And I'm like, wait, it doesn't strap you in. And then like, I kind of start freaking out. And then it's like, we literally see these like 4-year-old little girls like holding on. I'm like, we're like, there's no way. And then out of nowhere, this like back thing just like shoots up out of the back and goes shoop and just like clamps you into the fucking thing. And we're like, oh, like, but, like just literally thought it like you just ride this roller coaster with no strapping. Like
just fucking Matrix so just funny. Grabs you, yeah. A claw.
But yeah, Knott's was fun. Definitely like I just remember it literally being 25 times bigger. And I just forgot that there's lines.
Oh, yeah.
Are you so kidding it's like, me? I forgot there's lines. I forgot there's kids. And then I remember it being like way bigger. But it's still fucking dope.
That's how I feel about Disneyland. I'm not going to go spend like $500 to go on three rides. Just like
no, we literally went on three rides.
We'd be sore as shit.
We probably stood in line for like 6 or 7 rides and then like accomplished 3 rides. We probably accomplished more margaritas than rides. For
it's,
sure.
It's a good move. Yeah. Solid move. Also, neither of us have children.
Yeah.
You know? So.
Yeah, for real. Knock on wood.
Not that Aaron knows.
Or maybe we do. I'm just kidding.
All right, so that, yeah, so back to Michigan.
Now we're in Michigan.
So Jack's
from Buena Park to Detroit.
All over the map. We road dogs. The boys are going, or me, Jax, and Josh are going to head out to Detroit. And we're going to shoot some facilities, and we're going to shoot some content, some lifestyle, some product shots. Got the dope Airbnb. Back to the Airbnb, full circle.
Back at it.
Yeah, it's sick. It looks like this like Versace spot.
Yeah, it's actually fucking dope
crazy.
Spot.
It's like the number one Airbnb. It's not even huge, but it's just like the number one well-known Airbnb in Detroit.
We actually have the best Airbnbs in each city we travel to.
And dude, you should have seen the last one. Or we went to San Francisco. We could talk about that. We got back from San Francisco last week. Jackson, Josh, and I also went to the Bay for a night. We shot the NUG dispensaries, San Leandro, El Cerrito, and Oakland. We drove around, shot a bunch of content, got to meet a bunch. Everybody who worked at all the dispensaries were cool as fuck. All the bud tenders, the managers. Shout out to NUG. And then we had 8 hours until our flight. So
Hi-Rise is slowly turning into a golf team.
So we hit Top Golf.
We're slowly turning into a country club, you could say. One would say.
This is how we're gonna get in with the rich folk. Yeah. So we're gonna rub elbows with that, you know. That what is it? We're climbing up the social ladder. one rung at a time. We're straight to Caddyshack.
Lear was like, dude, we need to make golf fucking gear. And I was just like, one step ahead of you, bud. I said to him, I was like, I forgot we made that whole always hitting the greens fucking collection. You know what I mean? I sent him the badge. He's like, that's sick as fuck. I'm going to make like a new, like a 2021 version or something.
How long ago was always hitting the green? 5 years ago?
Yeah, probably 5 or 6 years. Yeah.
I don't know. You guys definitely don't know, the handful of people watching this shit. We did a collection when Hi-Rise was just a clothing company. We had a collection called Always Hitting the Greens, and it was golf inspired. And we did a YouTube video where we went to this public golf course with like 12 of us, and we just turned the fuck up. We brought like big ass Illadelphs. We brought a bunch of 40s, and we're pretty much
driving the golf cart with somebody like hanging on the top of it.
Yeah, Joy is like surfing on the top of it. We're doing donuts in the golf cart. We're just holding up the fucking line. So it was in the middle of the day on Friday. We thought nobody was going to be there. We're literally taking bong rips
in the sand trap.
Yeah, in the sand trap, Mackenzie and Joya.
That's a sick shot. I love that shot. That's like panning up there in the sand trap. Fucking, or Mackenzie hitting the 40.
Oh my God. Yeah, super slow mo, 120. Yeah. So good times.
So we're golfers now, pretty much.
5 years later, we finally hit the greens.
And then what? Fucking, you guys are coming straight back from Michigan, and then the next day we're going to Hall Flowers, I think.
Is that how it's going?
Because you guys get back the 6th, right?
I live my life a quarter mile at a time.
And then we go to Hall Flowers the 7th, and our event's the 8th.
No way. Back to back to back to back. I'm still going to be thawing out from Michigan, dude.
So hectic. So yeah, it's going to be a fun fucking 2 weeks. Hall Flowers is going to be epic. It's the first one that they're doing in Palm Springs. So usually they do it in Santa Rosa, so this will be a nice change of scenery. I think it's going to be like a whole like another kind of vibe crowd. Like it's going to bring out all the fucking LA people, and I don't know, it should be dope. We're going to do an after party the first night with Green Street and Fresh Baked. Shout out the gang. We got who else? Leafy Pack, one or two other brands as well. We're renting out fucking Mr. Lion's Steakhouse. It's our boy now. Just renting out steakhouses now, apparently. Fuck knows. Fuck going on.
Is there
going
to be a DJ Breadwinner set?
Nah, I decided I'm going to spend a little more time on this next set. Probably go into Hibernation for a few weeks in the Andes. And
find some inspiration.
Fine tune my crack. Go find myself. Yeah.
Go find some new samples.
Yeah. Go find some new sounds in the wilderness.
It's probably better that you, network.
Yeah.
And mingle.
Yeah, or is it?
Or is it?
But yeah, Breadwinner will probably come back out in the next 60 to 90 days.
New Year's for sure.
Schedule allowing.
Yeah, I mean, if you're not in Paris for New Year's.
Paris? Oh, yeah.
Dude, the funny thing is Lear is like goddamn serious about this. He's like, we're doing Vegas. Yeah. I got people in New York.
Vegas. I will fucking... I'll have a residency in Vegas in like 17 hours. You know what I mean? Give me a fucking turntable. It's fucking, it's fun go.
Tony, you're going to need to take a week off.
Get the pit boss on the line. Even though he would have nothing to do with booking a DJ. I want to talk to him anyways. But yeah, we just fly Tony around the world and just fucking.
So you haven't started watching the new Tiger King?
So what is it? I thought they did a second one. It was just like some bullshit. And it just wasn't bullshit. Even a second one. That was like a like fucking reunion or whatever.
That was like Joel McHale doing Zoom calls. Like,
I hate that. Yeah.
No, this is like actual documentaries. So it's like breaking down. I think I'm on like the third one. But,
wait, but it's about the same story or?
Yeah. So it's going more into detail into the stories from the first season. So like one episode's on Carol Baskin's ex-husband that went missing. And it's like, let's do a whole goddamn like show on that, you know. Like, one is like about a lot of it's about Joe Exotic trying to get pardoned by Trump, and like him having the fucking stretch limo waiting out and all this stuff. And like,
how many episodes?
I'm like three in. I don't know, maybe like five or six. But it's pretty cool. It's not like, I mean, like I said before, I was telling Josh. Or was it Josh who hasn't seen it? Somebody I was like. You haven't seen the first Tiger King?
Oh yeah, yeah.
Or John or something. I'm like, dude, it is a masterpiece. No,
it's like one of the best of all time.
Yeah.
Top five documentaries like ever made.
Ever.
It's like insane. Yeah.
It's life changing.
Yeah, I mean, for real.
Like, after you watch that, you're like, okay.
I have the CD and I have two tiger pillows and I had a tiger as well. Mackenzie stole it. I had something else. I had like five tiger related things like as soon as that thing came out. It's so funny.
So yeah, season two. That's a good one to check out. Yeah,
definitely got to check that out. Shout out Tiger King. I wonder how his weed's doing.
He Joe lost his weed
like
weed.
3 months ago or something. Maybe.
But that's like just some trap shit.
I don't know. It's I don't know. I think it's just, or maybe not. Who knows?
Oh, so in I don't. There's no spoiler alerts except for this one. But he's Joe from the first three episodes. Joe Exotic hasn't seen the first season.
Wait, what? He hasn't even seen it?
No. He hasn't seen the documentary, but he's seen Carol Baskin on Dancing with the Stars, and he's seeing all this Carol Baskin shit, but he hasn't actually seen the documentary. Yeah.
I remember when it was blowing up, like, he launched his IG, and it literally went from, like, 0 to 350,000 in, like, a fucking week. Like, it's just, like, poof, like, and now it's just, like, stagnant. Or it's probably cracking again now because of this, but, yeah, it's fucking...
It's funny. It's showing, like, everybody getting their fame. Like, remember the dude with, like, the two prosthetic legs?
Yeah.
And then, like, his ex-boyfriend or his boyfriend or whatever... It just shows all of them just like fucking doing interviews and like capitalizing off this shit. Joe Exotic's just getting so mad because he's just locked in prison. Yeah. He's like, God damn it.
Dude, what a fucking maniac. It's so crazy. See, I gotta check that one out.
Yeah, you know, real news. Tiger King 2. What else we got? We got
hard hitting.
We got Young fest. Dolph, dude.
Oh, yeah. So what? He got fucking shot in the head or something? So there's like a photo of like literally two dudes in ski masks, and one of them has like a fucking semi like or what is it assault rifle, whatever the fuck, like assault weapon.
Or AR.
You can like see his like you can see. It's been a long year. you can see his car like in the background, and you just see these fools like fucking so gnarly. But it's also like it's fucking every goddamn song you have about shooting people and getting killed and shit. So it's kind of like goes in line with what everything your entire lifestyle you're living. So it's kind of like obviously fucking sucks and sad and like whatever, but it's like what you get for being in fucking gang shit all the time, you know?
Yeah,
it's like kind it's of like tough. Comes with the territory, like, but that's fucked.
Yeah, it's tough. Like I was reading this Charlemagne the God book. It sounds so ridiculous, that sentence. Kind of a guy named Charlemagne the God wrote a book and I'm reading it. But he's talking about that because, like, he has, you know, whatever fame he has and going back to his old neighborhood and having to navigate, you know, people trying to get shit from you and then haters because you're not, you know, and then people wanting handouts and then the people you do support and then who do you not support and then,
thing.
Yeah, so how do you go through all that and navigate it and kind of, like, what he's learned? And that's just tough, dude, like, you know, making fucking something out of nothing and navigating all that shit. Like, how do you do it? It's like you're gonna have fucking haters no matter what you do, you know?
Even the more, it's like the more successful you get too, the more fucking, you know, it's like the more attention you get on yourself and the more fucking jealous people or salty people or whatever, or people that just want to get something out of you, you know what I mean? Yeah.
So, like, the richest people in the world just, you don't know they exist.
Yeah.
And that's why the billionaires that we do know exist, like Bezos and Elon and those dudes, they want to be known, you know, they want that exposure.
Yeah.
They're like trying to get that attention because there's the list of the richest dudes in the world, but the richest dudes in the world are not on that list.
Yeah.
The richest dudes of the world, like,
own, like the oil fucking Saudi princes and shit.
Yeah. They're like, are you kidding me? Like my fucking son's inheriting that. And like, fucking, you're not going to know
like,
who
we
are.
That's cute. Jeff Bezos. Watch this.
Yeah. I don't know. That fucking.
Isn't it like a $1 trillion like Saudi family or something like that?
Probably.
we lost our producer.
Josh, come
here. I don't even know if this camera's rolling.
We're just talking to no one right now.
Maybe we have the audio.
Looking real entertaining.
What were we just talking about?
Rich people.
Oh, yeah.
That's probably going to be a theme of this podcast. We love talking about rich people. The game of so-and-so's net worth.
Oh, yeah. That's insane. Every time it's just like $25,000. It's like their fucking cars. You know what I mean? It's like, what are you talking about? Like, what are you saying? They're saying Steve will do it. It's like 500 grand or something.
It's like 600 grand
or something. He's spending $800,000 per video, like on jewelry and cars and shit.
Yeah. Like Nelk Boys Kyle was like 1.7 or something. But it's like they're between merch drops and Happy Dad and YouTube. They probably don't get paid shit.
No, they don't make shit off YouTube. But those merch drops, like, they're probably doing like $7 to $15 million a fucking drop easily. You know what I mean? Like, I've heard up to $70 million a year. Like,
that's crazy.
Fucking insane. I wonder what the alcohol is. That's got to be more than the merch.
You can't even look it up yet.
Or I wonder. I don't know. It's probably too soon. You'll probably know in like next like 6 months maybe.
Yeah, it's insane what those kids have done. Like, business wise, like, I was thinking about it the other day. Just what Kyle's done is pretty remarkable.
It's the fucking Disneyland. It's literally the Disneyland method, whatever you call it. Have you seen that Disneyland chart?
I don't think so.
It's sick as fuck. So, okay, Walt Disney literally drew this chart in like 1912 or like 1908, whatever the fuck, you know what I mean? Like, back in the day, like when he had the vision for Disney and Disneyland, he drew this fucking chart, and it's literally like Disneyland in the middle or whatever, and then it's like media, and then it's like TV, and then it's like design, and then it's like merch, and then it's like amusement park, and then it's like fucking characters, and then it's like whatever. It just like branches out, literally like fucking 15 to 20 different verticals, and then they all intertwine, and he has them all connecting, and it's drawn out in fucking pencil, and it's like the most genius fucking strategy of like how he's literally creating characters, creating a production house, intertwining the production to the characters, to the media, to the distribution, to the amusement park, to the fucking licensing, to the merch, like however fucking long ago that was. And it's like, it's the same thing Nelk's doing now. It's like they have fucking Full Send in the middle, and then it's like Full Send Fitness, fucking Happy Dad fucking Liquor, fucking Full, like whatever. They're going to branch merch, out. They're doing everything. Full Send Golf right now. They're doing Full Send Girls. Like, they have the fucking fire name. So now they just branch that out into every fucking vertical, and they just partner with super fucking smart people. Like Happy Dad, they went and partnered with like one of the biggest alcohol distribution people ever or whatever, and they're like, they're running it. Like, yep. Nobody knows that, but like, Nelk wasn't fucking running that shit. Like, they're marketing. Smart because they just go and partner, and like, they're just gonna do that in every vertical. Like, they're gonna have Full Send Weed, you know what I mean? Everything. It's like,
how is that compared to like Barstool? Barstool's more of just like a media platform.
Barstool is more, okay, so this is also what Nelk is trying to do, is they're trying, which gambling. Is insanely hard, is like being the network, being the fucking MTV, being the fucking whatever. Like, that's where Barstool's crushed fucking, like, the amount of like original IP shows Barstool has is insane. They have like 100 and they're all cracking. You know what I mean? Like, Nelk has like 3 or whatever. It's,
yeah,
like,
it's like podcast.
They have
like vlog.
Steve will do it. They have fucking the podcast. They have like whatever, their vlog, whatever. You know what I mean? But that's what they're trying to do now, is like bring in other talent and build these shows out. And that's why they have like this fat fucking production warehouse now and like all this shit. So that's like what Jesse's doing more of, is like building out original shows for the YouTube, which is like obviously probably the hardest one to scale out of anything, is like entertaining fucking original fucking content, like volume at scale. Like, that's fucking next to impossible.
It's, you know what just I mean? It's nonstop. Like, it's just nonstop.
It's like, once you're on to the next, it's on to the next, and da da da. And while you're simultaneously running 100 other things, it's like, I can only imagine. Like, but Barstool, my whole point, Barstool's shit's like, dude, they have so many fucking podcasts and everything's just like, so it's like, cool, they could go sell Barstool to somebody and that comes with like 500 fucking entities that are their own. Like, like Call Her Daddy, that's, she just got a $70 million deal with Spotify.
Yeah.
They started like that 3 years ago. That was one of the podcasts that Barstool started or blew up. Like, one of 100. You know what I mean? It's like, so crazy. And but then Barstool's other play is the gambling. So Penn buys, so what? Barstool has what? All the eyeballs of fucking sports, 18 to 35
millennial
male fucking sports.
Gen Z, millennial.
All of them. Cool. So what do? Launch the fucking, the sports book. You know what I mean? Launch the fucking bars. Launch the fucking rest, whatever. That's another good one. Full Send should do is a bar.
Like a license, like a Buffalo Wild Wings.
Literally a Full Send fucking chain of bars. Like, you're welcome. They're priority on it. But you know what I mean?
Like, and then you have it at like all the college campuses,
exactly.
Or some shit.
You know what I mean? It's like, dude, crazy. But Barstool, I guess it's similar with Barstool. Same shit. They're just like expanding just into different verticals, I guess. Like, and then online gambling, they're going to roll out like their own app to do online gambling.
It'll
gambling's not even legal yet. So it's like once gambling's legal, that's going to now 10-100x their yeah, it's crazy. A lot of shit.
Oh, let's talk about some shit. We were talking about this earlier with like John and Jax. We talked about this years ago, but the state of cannabis and gaming from two dudes who don't know shit about gaming.
Yeah.
But that's something we've talked about 5 years ago. Like, when is it going to merge? You know, because that's going to be the biggest market, you know?
So my theory, I don't know, once again, we don't know anything about gaming, but like my theory is like all the big gamers, all the gamers that have attention on them, all the ones that are doing shit or relevant or whatever, they're all tied to corporate fucking money, and corporate money doesn't want to be anywhere near weed. That's always how it is. Yeah. Like Base Clan, they're the biggest fucking video game shit out. They just got $1 billion valuation. And like, they don't go fucking near weed, but all those fools fucking smoke
everybody,
weed.
All gamers like, smoke weed.
Exactly. So, but it's like, same shit. Like they have fucking Powerade.
Same
like,
shit with
why the fuck are they? It's same shit. You know what I mean? So it's like, that's how, that's my theory on why. Like, it's not really, like, obviously a bunch of gamers smoke weed, but all the ones that matter are like tied to fucking some shit, so you're not going to get the visibility or something. I don't know.
It's going to take it's the same shit with like an NBA player that it's just federally legal, right? So as long as it's federally illegal, none of these corporate companies are going to fuck with it, and these people who have these like giant corporate sponsors are not going to be able to promote cannabis. But it's either going to take the lifting of the federal legalization or like specific athletes or gamers or I don't know, influential people to say, fuck it, I'll sacrifice this paycheck in order to make a little bit less, but represent some cannabis shit. Like, that's kind of what Boo Johnson did with skateboarding. He kind of sacrificed his Mountain Dew check to go ride for Weed Maps. And he was getting like a nice check from Weed Maps. You know, maybe, I don't know exactly what he was getting paid on both ends, but I know it's probably not like an insane difference. You know, maybe like $500 to $1,500 less, maybe, plus he gets like a bunch of product and he gets a bunch do a bunch of cool weed shit and he believes in it, and he's the first skateboarder to really go after that and capture that market as like the head stoner skateboarder, you know, in both communities.
So like one of these gamers should just fucking launch their own shit, you know what I mean, like
just partner
their own weed shit or partner. Yeah, exactly,
because it's like all the eyes are on that shit. But then also like
the next
I also don't really you know, we don't know how it goes with like streaming and having, you know, shit in the background or promoting stuff.
Well, and then just going back to it, it's like all the tournaments. Like all the tournaments are hosted and sponsored by huge corporate fucking shit. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So it's like, you have to, I don't know. Who knows? But gaming, it's like the fucking tip of the iceberg. Like in 5 years, we're going to be in, you're going to be sitting in Staples Center watching kids play games. Like literally they're going to have sold out arenas.
It already for video is. Game it's shit, already right? been like it's that. Like I've read,
it's
like,
going to be fucked.
Like, they've already done that. Like video game tournaments.
Oh, you're going to, it's going to be that, but you're going to have a headset on. You're all going to be in the fucking video game. Or
no, we're
shit.
All going to be in the goddamn metaverse sitting there together. 27 million people at the Travis Scott concert, you know,
insane.
Like we're all going to be just chilling in the metaverse, watching people gaming. Also, I don't know shit about this. I've been at home on edibles on YouTube, just watching random like metaverse crypto NFT shit. Just it's all going over my head, but it's like, cool, I'm going to watch 30 minutes of this video. And if I retain like three things, sick, on to the next one.
Yeah.
You know, like get 1% smarter, but that's the future. And we're probably going to talk about metaverse a bunch on this podcast. It's going to be the worst because neither of us know what the fuck we're talking about. But that's definitely something that's there. And like, even for myself, for the content that I create, like I shoot all this weed content every day, can't post it on Instagram, gets fucked up, like creating galleries or experiential things in the metaverse where you can go check out cannabis content that we've created that we can't post anywhere else. You know,
yeah,
that's like a whole nother thing that we got to figure out. Cause everybody we talk to is like, you guys need to be in NFTs. You guys need to be in metaverse. And it's like, you would kill it with NFTs. It's like, we're trying to research and figure this shit out, but you know,
just trying to figure out the right move with it or whatever, but fucking figure it out eventually.
We'll get there.
It's on our list, of things to do.
Dude, where'd our producer go?
He left us. He abandoned us.
We lost it.
I was gonna fucking say something. Ask me to figure out.
Relight this.
Yeah, that's what we need.
The joint was nice.
More cannabis.
We've had a lot of cannabis. We filmed the weekly drops today. Weekly drops have been fun to do. If you guys haven't checked it out, it's just
everybody on the team will get a new product that we've never tried, and we'll do like little light reviews. Everybody will run through it, like 15-minute videos with like 8 product reviews.
Yeah.
And it's like this, like, how would you explain it?
That's it's terrible. The most. I'm just kidding. Don't watch it. God's fucking. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, it's just like the most casual review ever, and it's just the gang. And we
just want to see a bunch of of like the new random like weed products on the market. We're getting them here daily. We just gave away like a fuck ton of them to our guest Banesh for some canned goods. Had to clear out the old closet. There's so much shit in that fucking. Oh my god, it's like never ending.
Just all sorts of random shit.
Yeah, it's like
a lot of old CBD pre-rolls. Yeah, a lot of old non-medicated gummies.
Oh yeah, we got our fucking, I know we say this like every podcast, but our gummy brand's almost here.
Pyramids
any day now.
Content's looking any crazy day now.
Dude, I'm fucking hyped. Like everything came out so good. Like literally from what I pictured it, like literally I just, that was the most random idea. I just really I literally just had the thought of like triangle shaped gummy pyramids, fucking thought, whatever. Like, and like, literally, how it came out is pretty much exactly how I thought of it. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's like perfect. Like, I don't know. Fucking, I'm hyped. Came out super dope. We're stoked. Comes out soon. I was eating a bunch of the non medicated ones last night. And I was like, damn, these are fucking pretty fire. We've
got freezer bags full of those things.
Pretty fire. So keep an eye out for that. Fucking Timber, our flower line is coming out in probably 3 weeks, I'd say. Our packaging's like 7 days out. Our flower's already ready to be bagged.
Snip, snip.
We got that Nud Chad Zone Cocoa Pebbles.
Ooh-wee.
And we got that Watermelon Mimosa.
The Watermelon Mimosa. 33%,
34% or something.
You guys are going to love the Watermelon Mimosa.
It's fire, yeah.
It's got that mimosa citrus funk to it, but it's got that funk. It's not just like a straight tangy. It's got like that citrus, but it's got that like cheesy, that cheesy nose that to
cheese,
it.
It's got the cheese on it.
That cheezel, Mr.
So yeah, we're hyped. We're going to be putting out a bunch of new strains as we progress the brand. And we are partnered with the only aeroponic grow in the state.
Shout out.
What does that mean? Couldn't tell you. No, I'm just kidding.
If you want to learn more about aeroponics, we have a whole
5 to 7 minute.
We've got a YouTube video.
Video on the YouTube channel. Go check it out. Fucking growing some fire. We're stoked. Keep an eye out for the Timber and Pyramids on your dispensary shelf here in the next couple weeks. We're stoked.
All right. We got a question.
Ooh, we got a question.
Make sure to comment below your questions.
Anything you guys want to engage
with
know.
Y'all about everything we got going on here. But Scott, Mr. Conservative, said, next time talk about Delta 8 and Delta 10, if you think it could be the gateway to federal legalization, because in banned states like mine, we only have 8 and 10 available. It's mostly just in form of vapes and sometimes gummies. Gummies tend to be bad quality.
Delta 8's hot. Delta 8 is hot right now. Yeah, it's like I just keep fucking hearing about it more and more and more and more. Like as the days go by, we're getting more Delta 8 clients. It's definitely, it clicked for me when it was like, oh, cool, like, fucking, like, my homie in Ohio, like, can't get weed or whatever. So, like, she'll just get Delta 8. She can just order it to her fucking door and same shit. Or it's not the same shit, but it's, like, she gets the effects or whatever, and it's convenient, and it's easy to discreet and whatever. And now anybody can do that that can't normally access cannabis or whatever. So, obviously, a huge market for that. And we've had clients that are, like, doing insane sales numbers that just launched, like, one client was like, I don't even have a fucking website. Just like wholesale orders. We're doing like fucking 7 figures a month. Like just launching, like pretty crazy. So we did a bunch of marketing for Moonwalker also. They're one of the biggest ones, I think. And their shit's fire. I tried the gummies and our editor Jackson like swears by it.
It's like changed his fucking life.
Fucking thing ever. So
got him over his GameStop problems.
But I still, to be honest, don't understand why it's legal and the other shit isn't. It's probably just because it's some new loophole, whatever the fuck, and they just haven't figured it out yet. But I don't know. Like, states keep banning it. Like, it's not legal in every state. There's like some that banned it, I believe. But I don't know if it's going that. I don't know if like more states are going to ban it or if they're going to ease it up. And you know what I mean? A lot of the companies I talked to said it's just a window. Like, it's a fucking cash grab, you know what I mean? It's like
Yeah, that's what, everything I've been hearing about it too. Because
like cool, you have 6 months to fuck capitalize on it and then crack down. And then, but then the thing is, cool. Then we're gonna do Delta 9. Then we're gonna do Delta 10. Then we're gonna do Delta whatever the fuck.
THCO like, or this some shit.
Listed like 7 ones that I never even heard of. So it's like they're just gonna always have some shit. Like I don't know. Shout out Delta. Yeah.
Keep the clients coming. But yeah, exactly what you said. I think we hear about it nonstop. People are having a lot of sick, like brands are just killing it with it. But at the same time, you said it's like cash grab and it could be banned. So you
get saturated.
Every time I hear about it, I hear that it's going to get shut down.
Yeah.
It's going to get shut down. It's just a matter of time, you know?
It's a loophole.
I do hear that people out of state that, you know, it's kind of like the CBD rush from like 2 years ago.
I was going to say, it's going to get so saturated though. Cause not everybody and their mom's going to launch a fucking Delta 8 thing. Just like when CBD got hot, you know what I mean? Yeah. Everybody launched a brand, got saturated as fuck. And like 5 people or whatever, like, yeah, I don't know.
But in terms of, do you think it's going to be a gateway to federal legalization? I think it is definitely could be a gateway to just consumers, people who, you know, yeah. I have one of our models, homegirls that we work with. She gave her mom some Delta 8. She's asking for CBD. I'm like, I got CBD on me here. Give her these gummies. And she's in Texas. And like her mom fucking loved it. And they're like anti-weed, you know?
Yeah, because so, there's a lot of older parents and shit that like they want to get higher. They want to hit the whatever, but they don't. It's illegal.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Or so even like, if it is legal, they have 50 years of it being illegal in their brain.
Right.
So it's just hard like for easier, them.
Less frictionless or whatever. Like, yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, I think it's going to be a gateway to people consuming cannabis, just as CBD was a gateway, just as vape pens and distillate are a gateway. You know, people who've never smoked, they're going to hit a vape pen. They're like, oh, this is nice. And then they kind of get used to the feeling. And then somebody sparks a joint and then they'll hit the joint. And then they start enjoying flower and they start going to the dispensary. And that's the gateway.
And they get hooked on all the other drugs and ruin their life.
Yep. Dare program failed us again. All right, guys. That's going to do it for this episode.
Thanks for
sticking with us. We didn't get a sponsor. We almost had a sponsor from the last episode, but they pulled out at the last minute.
Smart. So. Smart company.
Again.
We'll see you next week, guys.
All right. Keep pushing, keep rising.